My little ukulele. Hi everyone. Thanks for coming tonight. The organisers of this evening's concert have asked me to tell you a little bit about the ukulele. Well, they seem to think that some of you might not know what a ukulele is. If that's the case, I'm delighted to introduce my best friend to you. He hardly ever leaves my side and he lives in a comfy smart case when he travels. Ladies and gentlemen, I have the honour of introducing my uke. I know what you're thinking. You've looked at the poster on the front of the concert and decided that the ukulele is just a little guitar. Well, how wrong you are. The ukulele is very much its own instrument, and a lot of ukulele players are unique music makers. The ukulele is a member of the guitar family, but it is quite different from others. To me, the ukulele is the only one of its kind. Its sound, the way it is held, and the way it is played, all these are marvellous. Ukuleles often come in four different sizes: soprano, concert, tenor, and baritone. While the soprano has the highest sound, the baritone has the lowest. If you've got small hands, the soprano is the best one for you. Don't overestimate the size of your hands. I bought the baritone when I first learned to play the ukulele. Silly me. The small body of the soprano uke is also popular with players who are always on the go. You can stuff it in your bag and take it out whenever you feel like making music. There are usually four strings on a ukulele, although some models do have more. When you play it in the standard position, you can see the thickest string is closest to the ground, and it's called the first string. And the thinnest one is closest to your head, and it's called the fourth string. You can play the uke either sitting down or standing up. It's up to you. But regardless of whether you are sitting or standing, you hold your ukulele in the same way. You hug it to your chest and strum the strings with the fingers of your right hand. The ukulele originated in Hawaii. Back in the 1870s, immigrants from Portugal came to work on the sugarcane plantations and brought with them a native instrument called the macada or machete. The natives loved this little four-stringed instrument, made a few changes to the design and adopted it for themselves. They called their version the ukulele, a native word which means jumping flea. The player's fingers strummed at top speed, looking just like a flea jumping across the strings. Isn't it a wonderful name? The king of Hawaii, David Kalakaua, became an avid ukulele player, and the instrument's fame quickly spread to America. Within a few years, the uke became a feature of bands and solo players, entertaining the general public in theatres all over the USA. And there was no stopping the ukulele conquering the world. People love it for its joyful, bright and fresh sound and the ease it is to play. The uke is most certainly a happy instrument. When you play it, you have to smile. But I don't think of the ukulele as just an instrument that produces happy jingles. You can create whatever sort of music you want on a uke. Intricate melodies, complex chords, or simple tunes. The great American musician John King was famous for his uke interpretations of classical pieces, while the amazing Eddie Kamei entertained thousands with his infectious playing of Hawaiian music. And perhaps the best loved of all star ukulele players was the English entertainer George Formby. On stage, screen and record, George brought both ukulele and banjolele, an instrument with the banjo body and a ukulele neck, music to millions of devoted fans. George loved the ukulele and made it the subject of his most famous song, With My Little Ukulele in My Hand. Here's a song dedicated to uke guru George. Sit back and enjoy.